Adrian and Gray.
We're back.
That's so loud. Welcome back to another episode of Scary Movie and Chill. I'm your co-host, Bond Smith. Mr. Charles Barkley.
He's munching on his...
In his bed. Munching on his paw.
Munching on his paw. She's not looking. She's staring at the wall.
She's standing on your book bag.
I know. You're sitting on the bag, looking at the wall.
That's what she does. And... We might as well just get into this, so here we go.
Oh, well, well, well. What's going on?
Who's along for the ride?
Who's here, Bonnie? What's going on?
Me and my
Did you have fun editing the last episode?
Animals? Listening to your, of course I did.
Fucking caffeine-induced insanity.
Okay, I didn't even
You were raging hard.
I didn't even sound like you were
talking 1,000 miles an hour, Bonnie.
I wasn't. I listened to it back. I had to edit it, and I was like, what is he even talking about? I think it was just because I was singing songs. You're like, you get annoyed, and you're like, what are you singing about?
Yeah. Yes.
Because I wasn't even that. I didn't even sound like
you weren't paying attention to anything.
I was watching the movie and also looking up facts because you never look up facts. You never do anything except show up and complain about my high energy.
Guess what?
What?
Now Charles is eating his dick.
All right.
Charles is... He's getting ready for bed and he's got one final task at hand.
It's bath time. What is your name and why are you here? All right. What do you want, Michael?
All righty. Don't you want to even know what my week was like, Bonnie?
Michael, I just thought of something on my way to work today.
Let's hear it.
If this past week could be a horror movie, what would you name it?
If this last week could be a horror movie,
past week in your life could be a horror movie, what would it be called? Michael's not so good on his.
No, well, yeah, because I'm trying to recall what I did this week. So I'm just,
you came in hot, like you had something going on, and then you had fucking bubkiss.
Yeah, the.
What's going on? What's this called, Michael? Who's gonna die in it? Will there be blood? Will there be slime? Will there be teeth?
Something. It's about like whatever it is. It's like a slow, boring nothingness.
A slow boil.
Yeah. It's called the you know.
Good job. Anyways.
It's a good thought. You know, Bonnie, maybe if you had told me before.
I'm the ideas person, Michael.
Well, yeah. Also, maybe you shouldn't ask me in like the 1 week where literally nothing happened.
You came in here like you had something fucking say and you had nothing.
No,
you're like,
I've just been working.
Are you going to ask me about my week?
Yeah, so that I could.
So I thought you had something good.
Yeah, so that I could have a big old letdown and tell you nothing fucking happened.
That backfired on you.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. It's going to be called that.
What is your name and what are you doing here?
Empty cave. It'd be the empty cave, and that'll be a scary movie because everyone's like, oh, it's empty, and then it's just like
it'll be like
bubbling off the walls.
Descent, or there's weird people crawling with
upside down eyes or something.
Yeah,
faces. I don't know. I ain't got nothing. Bonnie, my week's boring. I'm back at work. Work's boring. And just endless meetings that are like 3 hours long. And then they schedule other meetings and then cancel them and don't tell us that they canceled them. And then all of a sudden, we're reaching out like 10 minutes into when it should have started. And they're like, oh, yeah, it got canceled. And you're like, thanks for telling me. Mm-hmm. And then they schedule us for another meeting today. And then we show up in it and we're like, why are we here? It's basically a meeting where I'm watching people sit at a table talking to each other and I can't hear what they're saying.
Oh, God.
Because it was clearly, we weren't supposed to be in that meeting, but they, for some reason, thought we were. And then in like 10 minutes into the meeting, they're like, yeah, it's a short one. Thanks. Bye. And I was like, what were you even talking about? What the fuck was this? Mm-hmm. So, and they're like, the next one we have on this is going to be a lot longer. See ya. And I was like, okay. But yeah, not a whole lot. Just, you know, kind of.
You didn't do anything on your weekend, Michael? You didn't scrub your apartment, Michael? You didn't scour?
It was
your floors? Clean out your closets? Nothing?
You're making it sound like you know something that
why would
I'm
I
hiding?
Know something?
You don't know anything.
What is that? Guilty conscience.
That's what
my mom would say. Be like,
you're making it sound
you're being like that. You did something wrong.
You're making it sound like I did do something this weekend and I'm pretending like I didn't. Oh. No, it's actually really quick moving weekend now that I actually have like weekends, you know, obviously when you don't work for 8 months, you just kind of really don't know
every day is a weekend.
Every day, yeah, you don't know what day it is at any point. You're like, what? But now it's like, oh, I have very distinct, you know, end of the week. And so, yeah, nothing really happened. I always, each day I would threaten to go grocery shopping and then not do it.
Threaten who? Yourself?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, I'm going to fucking go to Trader Joe's. Then I realize it's like, if you don't get there when it opens, it's like, there's no point in going because then it's way too crowded. Yep. So ended up going today.
Good job.
Yeah, that's it. A bunch of nothing. A bunch of work and a bunch of nothing. Spend all this time just been reading.
What are you reading, Michael?
Yeah, I guess I'll say it. I'll tell you. Me and the gal pal.
Oh, have a book thing. Club?
Yeah, we're a little book club.
Can you stop calling her a gal pal? No. Does she like that?
Yeah, she thinks it's hilarious.
Does she?
No.
I wouldn't either.
I gave an explanation. I don't, because like, girlfriend
she
is such
asked
a,
it's, you why?
No, because girlfriend is such a choppy word.
No, it isn't.
It is. It's too harsh. You're I don't like the way it sounds. I don't like the way the I don't like the way a lot of words sound. So I don't like because they're too harsh. They have like a girlfriend? Harsh scent. Because it's I don't like I, it's just like it's just so choppy. Like
is this
even like
your excuse.
No, it's just I was saying there's a lot of words.
Uh huh.
I just like
a gal pal.
Gal pal, it flows.
That's an assault on my eardrums.
Nobody, that's it's hilarious.
That actually hurts what? The inside of my ears when you say it.
It's hilarious.
It's
and
not.
It rhymes and it's very easy to say.
Anyways,
so
yeah, you're in a book club?
Yeah.
What are you reading?
It's none of your goddamn.
Why'd you bring it up if you weren't going to talk about it?
finishing up a little book called Murder on the Orient Express.
Cool. No you, Tropic of you, Capricorn.
Have you heard of it, Bonnie? Tropic of Capricorn. What are you talking about, Bonnie? Are you making fun of it because it's an old book? You think you're so fucking funny?
No, from Seinfeld.
I know it's Seinfeld. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, can't stand you.
Yeah,
because I
a little
can't.
Big bean deep.
Big bean deep. Can't stand you. But it's so a, good. It's a surprisingly interesting book.
Okay.
I wasn't.
Wasn't that a movie?
It was a book first.
Okay.
And
it's a murder mystery.
It's a mystery book, and I the reason why I'm just usually not ever like super gung ho about mystery books is because like I'm always nervous about my ability to retain information and recall things when I read books because
did
like
you. Go into detail about the holes in your brain before
right?
you started this book
yeah
club?
I should have but like it's more or less you know because like most books like I like when I'm reading them at the end of the day it's like I have the general idea of like everything that's going on mm-hmm. and I can recall certain things but like sometimes like, you might recall when I first met you you did this one thing I was like I don't remember that happening I don't remember reading that but like this book is very good at going back and kind of like recapping every so often And then I was like, well, I feel like there's going to be too many characters because I'm also not really good at...
Is it long? How many pages?
It's like 250.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
why did I think that was a long book?
Yeah, it seems like it would be a long one because it's like a mystery. Feels like there's a lot of detail or something. Huh. But like they do a really good job with like really like digging into like the characters so that I can remember who all these people are. Because like that was like another thing is I just have... the reason why I have a hard time with the characters is like when I'm reading a book, I have a hard time like giving this person like a face. And so that I can remember them. Mm-hmm. And so I just kind of rely on the name and it's always like a faceless person.
Really?
Unless it's like a book that of a movie I had seen or like if for some reason I immediately like the main character will always have like a face because.
But the supporting characters not so much.
Yeah. It's hard for me to make them. It's hard for me to like really let that sink in to design a character and so I forget them very easily unless they're just like constantly around and so like I mean I'm so bad at like this book is like let's go interview this Italian man he's Italian he has an Italian name and I'm not even kidding you I just it's just a guy with a New York accent when I'm reading him he's like hey over here I'm trying to do this thing and it's like they specifically said he's from Italy,
give me the
Italian guy,
nobody get hurt.
But he's to me, he's just like some slick back New Yorker. Is like, hey, I try to do that thing over
Miranda.
Here, and forget about it. And I'm like,
and where's the gabagool?
And even as I'm reading it, I'm like, why aren't you at least trying to give him a hey, what do we do over here? At least give him one of those
because that's kind of hokey, Michael.
I know, but I don't even give him anything that even resembles like an Italy accent, like Italian. He is just like Tony Soprano.
So and, what are you doing? Then, like, you're like reading the book, like chapter, you have like certain chapters?
Can we read through like certain, get to through certain points and then discuss it?
Oh, okay. Interesting. So, do you have to do a book report? No,
we've done other ones. No, we don't do book reports. We do other ones where it's just like the first couple books that we read were just, you know, like kind of more like philosophical.
Is that why you weren't reading the book I told you about?
What the Mountain Is You?
Yeah.
That's, I have an audiobook of that.
Oh.
These are other like books where I'm like reading. I sit and I like use my eyes. And I'm trying to by using my eyes, I'm trying to mend the holes in my brain. And I don't think it's working, Bonnie. I have a hard time remembering things. Now I'm going to be reading so many books that I'm going to forget other things because my brain's done developing. And then now with all the missing pieces and all the holes. But that's it. That's basically it, Bonnie.
Are you trying to, like, do you have a goal? How many books you want to read this year? We're going to read
1,000.
Really?
No. I don't know. And then I also have been trying to do, I've been, like, getting, like, more Swedish stuff. Like, just kind of, like, really focusing on, oh, that's what, when I went to go get this book, I went to that Iliad bookstore by me. It's like a used bookstore. It's like really, it's kind of like a famous little NoHo spot. Mm. I finally was able to get the one thing I've been trying to find since book. I started learning Swedish is a, like a, just a novel book written in Swedish.
Wow.
And so
I'm reading that too.
Well, no, not yet. So one of them I got was a Franz Kafka book, which is already probably too much for me to even entertain reading in English, but I got the English, I bought an English version of it, and then I have the Swedish version of it, so I can like kind of like go back and forth.
Of the same book.
Of the same book, so that I can just kind of seeing how they translated like that, and then also seeing I got a newer book, which is just kind of like the equivalent of like, I guess, like a Swedish, like Dean Koontz novel or something, where it's just like a, and just seeing like how modern novels are written. So that's kind of like a juxtaposing what the language used to look like and what it is now. And we'll see if the holes in my brain can figure it out.
Nerd alert.
And so kind of excited. Anyways. Well, what's new with you then, Bonnie? You gray fucking mope.
I'm a vision in gray. I'm in head to toe gray today.
Yeah. Different shades of gray.
Yeah.
Shades of gray.
The socks are darker.
Wait, is that the name of the book? Shades of gray?
Oh, 50 Shades of Gray. 50 I never read that book.
Bonnie's about three shades of gray. Yeah. And none of it's involving, none of it's a sex room.
Michael, do not talk about that sort of thing on this podcast. This is a family-friendly zone.
No, it's not. Wes already said he can't listen to it with his kid. Because Bonnie won't stop saying, shut the fuck up.
I don't say that.
Anyways. What's up?
Well, Michael.
You gray gremlin. I don't know.
Nothing. I just have school. Okay. I have school and work and gym. And I went out with my Goyles on Saturday. That was fun. We went to a art show. You know that art festival is going on all over, I think it's over, maybe, called Freeze, FRIEZE. It's like this art show. Tons of galleries participate in it, so there's a ton of exhibits going on. I think it was just only last weekend. And so Tati found this artist that she liked, Marcos Alexander, and she liked his stuff, and she's like, do you want to go check this out? And I was like, okay. So we went to that on Saturday, and then Corral was like having a rough week last week, and she's like, can we get together and have some drinks, because this week is out of control. And I was like, heck yeah, we can. But like, I was like, Tati, do you mind if Corral meets up with us? And she was like, no, that's fine. So we went to the gallery, and then we went and we had Corral made a reservation for us to go eat at Roslyn. And I've been there before. I went there on a date. It's Peruvian food. Really good place, honestly. Mm-hmm. We split the paella because it's like family size. So it's massive. And when I was there on the date, we split the paella, and I've been like thinking about it ever since I had it. It was so good.
Oh, wow.
And so we went to that place, and Corral and I split a vegetarian paella, and then Tati got like chicken and rice, and our food was so good. We got appetizers, we got drinks.
Just went all out.
Oh, yeah. And then after that, we went to, I've been wanting to go to the Roger Room. That was like,
I don't even know what that is.
A place that I bookmarked. And it's kind of like just down the street from Roslyn on La Cienega. And we went there, and the vibe in there, it was like very small, like a small dive bar, right? And it was packed, packed full of people. So we're there probably like around 9, maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so packed. We're trying to find a spot at the bar to order drinks. And so like we go all the way to the end, and there's these two girls sitting on the end, and they looked intimidating as all hell. They're like, they're like intimidating lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Scaly.
Name a different type of lesbian.
I mean, they're not all scary.
They're all scary. No,
they're not. But these girls were like model, gorgeous. Like the one girl had like these insane eyebrows. She's very pretty. Her bone structure, like tall, lanky, like they look like models. And then they had tattoos. Like the one girl had like neck tattoos and like sleeves and everything. And she definitely looked like she could kick all of our asses. So we're standing there. Corral is like asking them if, like, I guess she saw them moving and she thought maybe they were going to give up their seats. So she was kind of asking if we could take their seats.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, yeah, the girl kind of made a comment to me. And I was like, well, I could hear what their conversation, because I was standing by the one, the real scary one with all the neck tattoos. I was like trying to order a drink, and I heard the other one with the perfect eyebrows being like, I make it easy for you to feel easy, or I make it easy for you to be easy. And I was like, what does that mean?
What does that even mean?
She kept saying it to her. I'm like, are they gonna fight, or are they just gonna fuck? Are they gonna like do both at the same time?
Literally.
Like they were like so intensely talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So finally they get up and leave, and then we were like talking about them, how we overheard their conversation and stuff. We have a couple drinks there, and then we leave because Corral and I had told Tati about that bar that we really liked that we went to around Christmas time, where she got the whiskey, or was it whiskey? I don't know what kind of drink it was, but it came with a s'more on top of it, and it was so good. Like that place was so cool, and we're like, do you want to go back there? And Tati was like, sure, I'll go. So we go to that place. We're waiting for the lift to come because it was a little too far to walk. And we see the scary lesbians on the sidewalk. And Carl's like, look right there. And they're like arguing. They're like full on like arguing. And I'm like, so they are fighting, but they're also probably going to make out intently.
Oh, yeah. They're going to, when they get in their lift, they're going to just fucking.
No.
They're going to get in a scissor position. The neck tattoo
girl was wasted. Okay. She was like doing the, you know.
The wobbles.
Yeah. The weeble wobbles. And the other one was like sternly talking to her. And then we see the valet guy pull up with their Jeep.
Uh-oh.
And neck tattoos gets behind the driving.
The wobble one?
Yes.
So they must have both been pretty drunk.
So we were just like.
If you can't tell that wobbles can't drive.
I mean, the valet, he can't do anything.
No, I'm saying like the other one that's yelling.
Yeah.
So she must have been just drunk too, because
I think they were both drunk, but the one was like really wobbly. Say,
yeah, but if she was even remotely sober, she would know that wobbly can't drive.
Yeah, she didn't even like try to like, yeah, or maybe like, they were arguing about that. I don't know. I couldn't hear what they were talking about. Crazy. But they both get in the car.
And then it immediately flips over.
I'm just like, oh my God. And then we look at the valet guy as he's walking by. There's another guy standing against the wall, and he just looks at the guy and he just shakes his head. Because you know he's seen this like a fucking million times, and he can't do anything about it.
Right. Yeah. He'd like lose his job if you tell somebody that they don't seem like they can drive home.
I was telling my coworker today. She's like, you know, valet guys have seen some shit. I'm like, I know.
I can only imagine the stories they have.
Someone needs to write a memoir. So then we go to the next place, and that place was kind of packed too, but we got a table there and then had a couple drinks, and it was a good time. We all had fun. Ooh, Tati really liked Corral. Corral liked Tati. Good. We all little had
gal
a great,
group. Little gal group.
Yeah, we had so much fun, and then it was a great
hilarious.
Night.
Hilarious.
But yeah, that was it. So this
what are
week,
we watching, Bonnie?
What are we watching, Michael?
You guessed it.
What do we got?
That was the sound of gold, Bonnie. you know it.
'Tis the season, everyone.
Two.
So last was it?
I don't know if it was last year. Yeah, it may have been
2 years ago. I guess we took a hiatus. While ago. We watched the first Leprechaun starring Jennifer Aniston. And then I'm sure you were probably not wanting to do a second one because Michael hates sequels. So we never did a second one. But guess what? We're gonna do it now. It almost is.
It's
almost St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah, it's almost St. Patrick's Day.
Actually, 10 days from today.
All right.
That's somebody's birthday.
Oh, who?
I wonder. Hmm. The talent in this room.
We'll never know. Charles?
I hate you. So we're going to watch Leprechaun 2.
In honor of Bonnie looking more...
Oh, you need to cool it with the body comments. This is from 1994, and it's got the same little guy in it, right?
What the fuck? Did you just fucking say this? I'm sorry. Not give a shit. Fucking, like, whatever. Let's just watch it. It's got the same little guy in it, right? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck was that?
What? It does, right?
Yeah, it does. His name's Warwick Davis.
He's a little guy. Am I wrong?
No.
But why are you laughing?
Because the way you just, that was like a dad comment or something. You're like, hey, what are you watching? You're like, Leprechaun 2. Yeah, it's same little guy in it, yeah?
Oh my God, I'm crying already. Oh, this is in Ireland?
Just hold your horses before you start. Once upon a time in Ireland.
Okay.
I think there's they're going to reiterate his
origin story.
Yeah, remember, because we know it involves his gold somehow. We know that he has to get married or something in this.
Yeah, we saw a preview. It was pretty entertaining. I'm looking for the synopsis. On his 1,000th birthday, an evil leprechaun selects the descendant of one of his slaves to have as his bride. Oof. Leaving it up to the girl's boyfriend to save her. All right. So we're probably going to see boobs, right?
I hope so. Why would you have a leprechaun movie and not show boobs? What do we see leprechaun boobs?
Oh, he rhymes.
Mm-hmm. I'd rather be dead than
your slave. Leprechauns had slaves? What the heck? You know, it kind of doesn't look like a movie from 1994.
What does it look like?
I don't know. Right? I mean, I feel like these scenes right here could pass for, like, today, right?
Yeah, I mean, they probably just remastered it or something.
Oh my God, this guy's still alive?
Yes.
Warwick Davis. He's 54.
Yeah, he's not. He's really young when he did these movies.
Holy shit. Oh, now they're friends? Oh, that's crazy. They made up real fast. So this film was directed by Rodman Flender.
Flender?
Written by Turi Meyer and Al Septian. It's the sequel to Mark Jones's Leprechaun. So this is different people. He hunts for his bride and for his guilt. Michael's not paying attention.
Work. So yeah, this guy has to help him find, because he's his prisoner.
Yeah, he's the slave.
Whoop. There we go. Hubba bubbas, let's go.
Siobhan Durkin plays Bridget.
Look at this shitty fucking beard they put on him.
Which, oh God, that's supposed to be a beard?
Yes.
It looks like he's got flaxseed stuck to his face.
Yes. Like a chia pet.
Yeah, that looks really bad.
That girl's his daughter.
He doesn't look old enough to have
her. I guess it is once upon a time, a long time ago. So he probably had her when he was like 11.
Charlie Heath is Cody Ingalls. Who else is in this? A bunch of people I never heard of.
Ew.
Ew. One more sneeze. What does that mean?
Oh, geez. You saw the fucking, like, the thing up top.
Killarney. I was in Killarney.
Oh, really? Did you see him there? Did you see any of this?
No.
They talk about it?
No.
So he killed this guy because he saved his daughter from getting married to this guy. And then now he's saying, in 1,000 years, I'm going to find your fairest offspring. I'll be like, okay, I won't know who they are, so I don't give a shit. Jeez. That was a
scream.
That was a rough scream face. Very wide nosed. Big nostrils. She screams with her nostrils. So he's just chilling out. Oh my God.
He's unrolling some scrolls.
He's unrolling a family tree.
And that's not code for touching his dangle.
Oh, this is like, I mean, early Irish porn.
What?
He draw a picture of some boobas.
Some trivia.
Let's hear it.
This is the only Leprechaun film to take place on St. Patrick's Day.
Ah, because it's his 1,000th birthday, 1,000-year birthday. It's weird that he's like, I'm 1,000 years old, I gotta get married. Then he, like, saves his daughter, and then he's like, I'll wait another 1,000 years, and then I'll get married.
What's the rush?
Yeah, right? I guess he's also got other terrorizing to do in the next 1,000 years.
Our office is having like their 65th anniversary.
Whoa.
And so they circulated an email asking us to come to the HR office and like pick out
The HR office and everybody gets fired. They're like, come to the HR office and, you know, get a prize.
They just said that they're going to have some things for us to choose from, like clothing items or something.
Oh, like swag?
So I thought, like, I was thinking like t-shirts or sweatshirts. So we go down there and they have like over the head hoodies. Oh. They have zip up hoodies.
Ooh.
And then they had like a full like weatherproof, waterproof coat that had like fleece interior like lining in 2 inside pockets, outside pockets, adjustable like
what?
Sleeves. I mean, like really nice coats.
Did you get one of each or you only pick one?
We got to pick one, and I was like, where was this coat when I went to Ireland?
Did you pick up that?
I didn't, because it's like, I didn't want a coat with our, they're going to put our logo on it.
Oh, so you went in to like try on everything and then.
We just went to go see what they had because they didn't say what it was in the. Is this in Los Angeles?
Yeah, 1,000 years later.
Wow. 7th Street?
Is that 7th Street? I know that. Oh, I know that chick. What's up? No, I don't know who that is. I don't know who that
is. Look at 1994 Los Angeles. Sister
Act 2 was out apparently when they were filming this movie because there's a marquee for it. Who is this guy?
Dark Side Tours. Hell yeah. That's
why is it like the early 90s? Every movie had a guy that looked just like this guy.
That guy. That's,
you know who that is?
Clint
Howard.
Yeah.
It's Ron Howard's brother.
He did an interview. He was on Pauly Shore's, Pauly Shore has a podcast. He was on it being interviewed by him, talking about how long he's been in movies or how many movies he's done.
A little kid.
He looks really old.
I know. He is
he's
really
like
old.
All white hair.
And he like, he is also one of those actors that's like, if you give him money, he'll be in your movie. He doesn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. Remember, we saw another movie that he was in. Do you remember what movie that was?
Wasn't that the other Leprechaun?
No.
No, I don't remember.
The Wraith.
Oh, that's right.
He had the
hair. I feel like he's had like a ton of bit parts in several of the movies that we
probably
watched. Oh my God, it's her, that chick from Saturday Night Live.
No, that's not her. No.
Yeah, it is.
That's not. No. It's just some other.
We learned tonight that there's like 5 different leprechauns.
And this guy looks like one of the like brothers from Boy Meets World, but it's not.
That's Kimmy Robertson.
Right. I told you, it's not Victoria Jackson.
Wow, she looks like her. She's 69 years old.
Nice.
Oh, she was at San Diego Comic-Con in 2017. She's been in My Mom's a Werewolf.
Oh, Honey, what? Werewolf?
Werewolf. My Mom's a Werewolf. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. The Little Mermaid. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I thought she looked familiar.
Yep, that's where it's from.
Speed 2. Stuart Little. Twin Peaks. The Missing Pieces. Perfect Strangers.
Oh.
One of the best shows ever made. Tales from the Crypt.
Oh my God, he's got a pay. He's got to make enough money to pay for his sister's eye operation.
What about your parents? What are they, deadbeats? What's going on? She's been in a lot of stuff.
This girl sure is jovial. You know who that is? This is a guy from Seinfeld. He plays the nemesis of Jerry's dad.
Oh. It's crazy how some of these older people really look old for an extended
very long time.
Amount of time. Thus making it hard to figure out just how old they really are.
Like, it's like they got old when they turned 40 and then they stayed old until they died when they were like 95.
They all got cases of the old face. St. Patrick's Day. What are you going to do for St. Patrick's Day?
I don't know.
Nothing, because you're going to be watching my animals.
On St. Patrick's Day?
I'm going to be in New York.
Oh, I don't know. When are you going to New York?
I want to murder you. I've told you this like 3 times.
I know, Bonnie. It's next weekend. I'm ready.
No, it isn't. Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Shit's coming up real fast. Yeah, I'm going to look at places. I'm trying to find somewhere nice to eat for my actual birthday. Usually I'm traveling on my birthday, but I have like, it's on Saturday, so I think I'm either going to go to the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Corinne's having a show, actually, on one of the nights, and I thought maybe I could check that out, or I've always wanted to go to the Comedy Cellar, and that's kind of close to where my hotel is.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I think I might go to that.
Do it.
Yeah. It's like a classic.
Do it.
Spot.
And then there's, I think, in Times Square, they have an Olive Garden.
I hate Times Square. It feels like Vegas.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Soulless and too bright. I like it dark, Michael.
And soulless.
Yeah.
Another slow burning horror film.
Okay, so is that his dad?
No, it's his boss.
Oh.
This guy put these couples in a car and walked away, and this whole time has been looking for this old man who's too drunk to do anything.
They don't know any better. They're tourists. Just getting excited in the car. He's building up the anticipation. Oh, he's supposed to drive them?
Yeah.
He's been in the bar drinking. You know, Tati, when we were like catching up the next day, and she was telling me how she got sick, she's like, yeah, those places we went to were like a different vibe.
Oh.
She's like, I've never really, go to places like that. She was like, it was different, but it wasn't bad. Well, where do you like to go? I don't think there's she so probably thought there was too many white people in there. And we just don't think about it.
Racist.
Because that's how she was. I was telling Corral, that's how she was at my Christmas party. She was freaking out. She was like, where are all the black people? And I'm like, we have people of color that work here. We just have also, to like walk into the party, Tati.
Also, who cares?
She was super high.
Hang out with people.
She was like, I told you that, right? She got so high. She was really in her head the whole time.
Just so you know, that was like the worst acted scene I've ever seen.
That was pretty bad.
This guy is also a very terrible actor. Sometimes you also, I think we may have talked about it, but This guy got the role.
Skyline shot.
This guy got the role
of Los Angeles.
Who didn't get the role? You know what I mean? Like,
look at this,
he's got
Michael,
so
look at
bad.
This shot. They're like in a hearse. It's bright as hell. And there's clearly a green screen. If there's anything we can do to make your tour more terrifying, please. It's funny because there is a real life tour called Graveline Tours looks awfully similar to this. I wonder if this was our inspo. Where are we going to see the death houses? He's in front of a house and he's talking about a cliff.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Some woman threw a bucket of water on their hearse.
She's like, my husband's sick, but he ain't dead. It's a muumuu she's wearing.
I like muumuus.
My last roommate, like in that last summer, she decided, she was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm buying a muumuu. And she bought a muumuu. And she walked around. Yeah.
It's a little too big, though. And it's a little too yellow.
I mean, the whole point is it's supposed to be big.
I mean, it's like dragging on the floor. I guess I could take it up. What is this? What are these ruins?
Harry Houdini's mansion. I know that Harry Houdini's house burned down.
What?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it was like a long time ago, but you can still see the... You can see the remains, I think.
Where? In Laurel Canyon?
Yeah. When is the leprechaun going to come out?
This was filmed between November 19th, 1993 and December 15th, 1993.
Not even a month.
And they were in... Oh, it just says...
To our friend... Oh, look at that. To our friend Harry Houdini from the people of Killarney, Ireland.
Is that Casamigos?
No, it's not Casamigos. Fucking whiskey. It just says Canadian whiskey on it. What's your problem? Uh-oh. Oh, my God. The whiskey. He's going to make a comment about it's Canadian whiskey and not Irish whiskey. I just know it. I can sense it.
Okay, so filming locations. The film opens in Ireland 1,000 years ago, but of course, it was filmed in California. The scene was shot in Griffith Park in Los Angeles.
Oh.
In present day, we begin at 7th and Broadway. I knew it was 7th.
Yes, because there's a sign that says 7th.
It was covered up, though. The Dark Side Tour's car is parked across the street from the old Woolworths, now a Ross store.
Oh, I know where that is.
Brennan's Bar is a real tavern located at 4089 Lincoln Boulevard in Marina del Rey.
So he basically drinks this whiskey, and now it
spills onto the tree, and that's where...
And now it opens up this portal, lives. And he's going to come out.
Oh, interesting.
I knew it, and sure enough, he comments on the fact that it's Canadian whiskey. Yeah. And he hates it.
Yeah, I mean, Ireland's got good whiskey.
He's going to pull a gold tooth out of this old man.
Whoa.
I don't remember him having these superpowers in the first one.
He
kind
of did.
Did he?
I think so. The tour gets underway just outside of downtown and stops in front of this house at 1237 West Court Street. For Madonna fans, this is just down the street from the location used in her Open Your Heart music video. Whoa.
He's putting his little claws in his mouth to yank his gold tooth out.
The next tour stop is Harry Houdini's estate. And surprisingly, this is the actual location.
Yeah, yeah.
Houdini practiced many of his illusions here before his death. The original mansion burned down in 1959.
Ah.
But the grounds were restored and is now open for weddings and events. I knew that. It is located at 2400 Laurel Canyon Boulevard.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I knew that. How come you didn't know that, Bonnie?
I knew where his estate was. I don't know if I knew that it burned down.
Oh my God. Look at this fucking
floating pot of gold.
It is, I mean, even by 1994 standards, pretty terrible VFX. Look at this little go-kart place.
This Grand Prix place was torn down and replaced by a car dealership.
Dude, look at that Arby's. Is this Sunset Boulevard?
It's Nordhoff Street in Northridge.
Oh. I was going to say, there's only one Arby's I know of.
Yeah. And it's still open.
And it still has that sign. That's why.
Yeah.
Damn it. Now you got me wanting Arby's.
I thought you didn't eat fast food anymore, Michael.
I don't know the last time I had Arby's.
I had a breakfast burrito on Sunday. No, that's fast food, kind of fast Mexican food.
Are you, Bonnie, I said, I don't know the last time I had Arby's. And then you said I had a breakfast burrito there on Sunday.
I didn't say there.
We're not talking about.
You know what my favorite part?
I'm not talking about what you had on Sunday.
My favorite
I'm part talking about Arby's.
Of recording this podcast is when Michael is like, you said this. And then when I'm editing and I listen to everything and I'm like, I clearly did not.
Yeah, right.
Michael just has it in his head, she cuts it out. That I do stuff.
I have holes in my brain.
Just like the last episode that I edited when you shrieked like a woman and then you said, you scream too. And no. I Clearly did not.
I didn't shriek. I went, oh my God.
Vindication.
I didn't shriek. It was a noise.
Yeah.
Okay. It was deep. A shriek is ee! And I was more of a ugh.
All right. They shot all over. There's some shots in on the promenade coming up.
Whoa. Ooh.
She's getting sassy.
That bitch.
What do you want, Viv? Michael, have you been to the Death, the Museum of Death?
No. Charles, relax.
Miguel.
Uh-oh, cops pulling him over.
Yeah, right. Nobody cared about seatbelts in the 90s.
Well...
Why is he getting a ticket? He wasn't even driving. The kid was driving. Oh, that's why his parents can't pay. They're dead. All right, this is making sense. His boss is his guardian.
And he's a minor?
I was, just for shits and gigs.
Oh.
I did a Google search of the top cities, like the best... The top cities with the best pay for paralegals.
Uh-huh.
Would you believe that New York City was not on the top 10?
Of course not.
Not on the top 5.
Right.
You know what was?
Probably like Florida or Texas or Oklahoma.
Oh, hell no.
Or Minnesota.
No way. Actually, Minnesota might have been further on the list. LA, Bay Area, Chicago,
Well, Bay Area is also probably, you're making a Oakland, shitload of money, but not. Still not able to afford to live there.
I mean, the rent's not so bad. It's comparable to here. You get less for your money. And there's a lot more places that don't accept pets up there, which is weird. Yeah, Chicago was on there. Then I started looking at apartments in Chicago. But I don't want to live in Chicago.
No. I don't know who wants to live in Chicago.
I almost moved there.
Worst.
I was pretty
upset. I thought about moving there when I was like 20.
2015, I thought I was going to move. And then I didn't.
Why are they just sitting on this bench? I don't understand why they didn't just leave.
I mean, I feel like you could just walk out. This is the 90s.
There's a lot of weird stuff.
This is the promenade. That's Santa Monica.
Yep.
The leprechaun's got a lot of rhymes. Those nails. Ugh. Looks like that TikTok that I sent you.
Yeah, fucking gross.
Oh my God, did I send you the one where the doctor like cut the nail and it's like he just went poof and the nail just like popped off and then there was all this brown, it looked like brown quinoa underneath the nail. Like it was so infected with something. I don't even know what. Like why
he just ripped this guy's finger off to get his gold ring.
Heck yeah.
Ugh,
he's licking the
finger licking good. Oh my God.
Hilarious.
Oh my God. He's just sitting at home looking at pictures of him and his girlfriend.
Polaroids.
Oh my God. Look at these camera dumb fucking photos they probably took the day before.
Let him live.
For the set. This is generic music.
In his bed with his shoes on. Gross.
It's the 90s. That's what they did back then.
Ew, I know.
You go to your friend's house and he's like, excuse me, can you put, you're laying on his bed.
Sheets aren't even like
on. Can you put your shoes on?
Like fitted to his mattress.
Oh my God.
He's just watching this.
He's just watching a movie that.
Did they break up?
No, that's what he was saying. He's like, next time it'll be different. And that's when she's like, maybe there won't be next time. And so now he's like hallucinating and he's like, go get your girl, dude.
It's time to stalk her until she submits to be your girlfriend. Right, Michael? Isn't that what you do?
I guess so.
You would know. You're a man. Nothing tastes as good as a free pizza. I want a pizza.
Remember back in the day, 30 minutes or it's free?
No.
What?
I want a pizza. I haven't had a pizza in forever. You know what
I go to that. I recently went to that pizza press.
I thought you can't up by eat me. It.
No, I realized. You know what it is? It's a tomato sauce. Because I get it now. I'll do it with like pesto.
Okay.
Nothing. So pesto, and then I guess I could probably also do like the white sauce, like Alfredo sauce. It's just Fart I think it's just
city.
It's for you, poor Charles.
Right. He's.
It's the tomato sauce, like tomato. You know they're really acidic.
Yeah.
And so it really fucks up your.
I told you can. They're special. You can get sensitive stomach marinara. I got it at Sprouts, and no, I didn't have any problems. Actually,
the more I was like eating the one that I got with pesto sauce, like I kind of like that
better,
a little bit better. It's not as like it's because you don't put too much like pesto is such an intense. What if you ask
them to put light tomato sauce on?
I usually put light sauce on it. I always put light sauce.
And that does that make a difference, or do you
still have problems? No, I think it's just the fact that it's tomato sauce.
Well, when I'm in New York, I'm going to have to eat. Last time I was there, I ordered Prince Street pizza. I didn't even finish it. I spent like so much money on that fucking pizza. It took them forever to come to my hotel. And then I only had like maybe two slices. And I was like, what's all the hubbub about?
Yeah, I feel like that's just like, I think that like New York pizza is kind of like that where it's like, I know that some people like
That wasn't like traditional.
I know some people that go to New York and they're like, oh, everyone talks about their pizza. And then they get all mad. They're like, I don't understand. It's just a piece of pizza, and then they reheat it in an oven. And it's like, right, but, you know, it's just big slices.
Gotta take all my pills with me.
Uh-oh. I get it. You're
just a tease. Oh,
this guy's
God.
Got a big forehead and little eyes in the middle of his head.
He's got beady bug eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, incel.
God, here it
here
comes.
Here we go.
I knew it. Here comes Bonnie's.
This is the origination story for incels.
Bonnie's gonna rant.
Just because she wouldn't muck out with him, she's a fucking bitch.
Now this.
I'll show you.
Yeah, look at that. He's like, I got beady little eyes and a weird puffy hair. Oh my God. He looks like someone.
Why are men so gross?
No, she's going to. Yeah, he's getting duped. Yep, by the leprechaun.
Of course, because he's stupid. Men don't believe anything. Did you see on the news today that chick was convicted of involuntary manslaughter?
Yep.
For the Rust shooting?
Yep. I guess she gets like 18 months.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see because I think they also indicted Baldwin.
Yeah, his trial's coming up later this year, I guess. But they're saying like he's not being accused of that though, right? Isn't his case isn't a criminal
Bubba's.
Case? Whoa, holy nipples. She kind of looks like Sydney Sweeney. Pencil eraser nipples.
Oh, God.
Told you we were going to see boobs.
Oh, my God.
He's going to put his face in a saw. He's looking at a saw and he thinks it's boobs. Or is that a saw?
Yeah, no, it's like a lawnmower. Yeah, she got some
music.
She
sounds
got some,
a little like
some big,
Madonna.
I guess I wonder if they like wanted big puffy nips because that way it looks like big lawnmower blades. Oh, my God.
He saw his face.
Ew. RC Cola.
Do they still make that?
Yeah. This haircut is like pseudo mullet. It was like the transition out of the mullet phase.
Okay. The leprechaun, supposedly in the beginning, he said that she will be his if she sneezes three consecutive times without anyone saying, God bless you.
Oh, that's why he saved his daughter, because he said, God bless you.
Uh-huh.
After the thing. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Well, kind of a weird.
Oh, God.
Is that one sneeze? I'm not allergic. Come on. Oh, she has an accent?
I don't know.
Uh-oh. That's two.
A Gesundheit.
Uh-oh. Boyfriend is getting choked by a telephone cord.
So that he doesn't say anything.
Oh my God, did you see Steph's new reel on Instagram?
Yeah.
Fucking people in the background of her videos.
I know, right?
she did a couple reels at a gym. And the people in the background were so funny. And then the one that she posted today was like at Home Depot. her show was the other night at the Comedy Store, but she ended up not going because she got sick.
Oh.
I'm glad I didn't buy a ticket to that. I really need to cool it with the Comedy Store. I go there a lot.
You're a real regular. Maybe you'd start, they'd be like, you come here often enough, why don't you do a set?
Yeah, right. His floating pot of gold. Whoa, he just put a choke collar on her.
He basically, he put this weird, like, necklace collar on her, and now he's...
It's like a dog collar.
Ew, why, he's so tonguey.
Oh, she knocked over his pot of gold.
And I guess that one piece, because he's not going to be able to put that one piece in, he's got to go look for it. No.
What are the odds? A gold coin rolled into the hand of her boyfriend.
I don't think it's boyfriend.
Did that break the spell?
I don't know. I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, she still has the collar on.
God damn.
He hit him in the foot with a mallet?
On his foot and he like fell over. Oh my God.
Did you see someone got hit with a bow, like an arrow in Echo Park? Did you see that? I got a notification on Citizen that someone was struck with a bow and arrow. They had like an arrow. They got stabbed and they pulled it out. And then they were bleeding all over Echo Park.
God,
I don't know if they ever found the person that shot them. What are the
fucking
odds?
Look how big this
odds?
Tree is.
It's a massive tree.
The inside.
Griffith Park. Michael, you got to go inside the trees at Griffith Park. You can find the leprechaun. Is he trying to bang it out there?
Yeah.
It's all backed up.
He's going to fucking... he's going to fucking...
Dust is going to come out.
Like it's like, what is it, evaporated milk? Just add water and then all of a sudden it's this gooey mess.
He's got a bar cart.
Oh, so he's just like, so he wasn't just chilling in this tiny little tree this whole time. He's like living in a, I think his tree is bigger than my apartment. Okay.
She could totally take this guy. He's half her size.
No, but he's got, she can't because he has magic. He has magic.
She's taking too long. Oh, she just hit him in the head with a rock.
And then she didn't run out the way she came in, up the stairs. She ran into some other... You can't touch that. You can't touch that. Stop touching that.
This is not smart on her part.
Right. You came downstairs. Creepy.
Oh, he wrapped her in a blankie. Oh, did you see that Shane Gillis kind of went after... Andrew Schultz.
Oh no, I didn't.
On his podcast.
Uh-uh.
Because do you follow Andrew Schultz at all?
I've seen some of his stuff.
Whoa. Apparently he has like a frat boy fucking podcast. That guy, I found him so obnoxious. He's been in like a couple movies recently. And he's played like some truly awful it's like he's playing himself in the fucking movie. He's just like kind of insufferable, this guy.
Uh-huh.
I can't stand him. He's so obnoxious. So like, he has a podcast. He had Shane Gillis on. Shane Gillis was the guy that was supposed to be...
I know who
on,
Shane Gillis is.
Okay. And you like him. I don't really care for
I was
him.
Saying, I remember I was telling you I saw something that he... Like his last Netflix special and there's some
funny
stuff on there.
I don't find him entertaining. I think he's
got
whatever.
Some funny stuff. Yeah, I think he's funny.
But
he's a funny guy.
He did an interview with my girls on Guys We Fucked and I was like, this guy kind of sucks. But anyways... That's besides the point. He goes on this podcast, on Andrew's podcast, and the guys, apparently, he does this podcast where he's got like, there's like three other dudes just chilling on a couch and in chairs around him. So he's got like a fucking entourage on, I don't understand what their purpose is. But so he's talking to Shane, and then they're like, Shane, we saw you working out. And they show this clip of a guy that has Down syndrome and he's lifting weights. And Andrew is just laughing. I'm like, this is like grade school fucking humor in quotes where they're making fun of a guy with Down syndrome trying to say that it's Shane Gillis. Well, apparently, I think Shane Gillis has someone in his family
has
Down syndrome. And like his family opened up like a bakery and they let people that have disabilities work in the bakery. Because.
Right. Yeah. You know, if you watch his Netflix special, he talks about it.
I only found out about that from like him on a podcast or someone talking about it. Oh, I think it was Corinne actually talking about the bakery that his family opened to like help. And so I'm like, does Andrew Schultz not know that about him? because he's just making this, and it's not even funny.
Right.
And then Shane Gillis, he plays it real cool, right? He's just like, oh, okay, is that supposed to be me? And they're like, and Andrew's just like laughing. And the guy that's showing the video is like, well, we think they're talking about pulling up another video with like someone with Down syndrome dancing. And then Shane Gillis is like, I don't really think this is funny. And then he's just like, what's the joke here?
Right.
And then Andrew Schultz is like, someone is like trying to make it seem like he's too woke or he's like offended or whatever. And it's like, you guys clearly haven't done your homework, because he has like a family member. And like, also, that's not fucking funny.
Well, like, because he makes some, they're trying to he make, makes like jokes about it in a lighthearted way.
But they're doing it in a way to make
it. Like, right. Yeah. Like, it's like one of those, like,
is the butt of the joke. And it's like,
right. When they think they're making fun of Gillis.
That's like school bus humor or whatever, you know? Yeah. When jerks did that on the school bus when you're in fucking elementary school. It was like kind of hard to watch, but at least he like stood up to those guys and he was like, this isn't funny.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, why? And like all the guys are just like sucking Andrew, the guys that are on the podcast with Andrew Schultz are just kind of like sucking his dick, being like, what's the big deal?
I mean,
oh God, it was kind of hard to watch. Ethan Klein showed it on his
some of those live stream sometimes today. Just that stuff's always like, if it gets weird, I'm just like, I'm not gonna fucking watch it. I don't like need secondhand like fucking cringe.
Ugh, it was awful. So, like, why does that guy even have a podcast? He's just like so. He's just so loud and.
Is that loud in New York?
It's not like there's people from New York that are loud that you can. That are fine, but I think it's just he's just so like arrogant or something. There's something about him that just like rubs me wrong. He just seems like the worst, and that kind of cemented it with him making fun of people with Down syndrome. Like, what the fuck? Like, I think at one point Shane was like, how old are you guys or something, and he's like, we're 38. He's like, I'm 35, and like, why do you think this is funny? You're like almost 40.
Well, yeah, because again, I think it's just, again, it's just like those weird things of like when people make fun of certain things, like, you know, he's got like the way that Shane does it is very, again, it's like his family and it's like in a positive light. Mm-hmm. And he kind of always jokes around that, you know, he kind of looks like he has it. And he's like, yeah, it definitely skipped me. He's like, it definitely nicked me. But like, you know, he like that's his joke. But like then, you know, those people that just don't understand, like, it doesn't mean that you get to like the free reign of it. You know, it's like those, I mean, I'm sure everyone's experienced that where it's just like somebody has like a lighthearted joke about something and somebody just like takes it way too far. And you're like, well, no, you don't understand. Like the way that I'm doing it is like punching up with like my uncle, like his family's like,
one of the guys made the comment and he's like, oh, it's cause we're punching. And then he was like trying to make a joke cause it's Down syndrome. Right. I'm like, you guys suck. You're not funny. You suck.
Okay, so to catch you up on this slow-moving leprechaun non-scary movie, she basically escaped for a second and then found her way back into the thing.
The tree?
Oh, so basically he sees this coin and then it magically finds a book where he finds a picture of that coin. And so he basically has this gold...
I've always wanted to go to Chicago during St. Patrick's Day.
Because you want to get shot?
What?
You want to get shot?
Because they turn the river green.
Do they still do that?
I think so.
I don't know.
This movie has a 6% on the tomato meter.
Six? Yeah, it's... they jump to a lot of conclusions in this real quick.
Wow, I love it. They have all these reviews from like 2012, 2014, 2003.
Jesus. And I will say, like, the moment the leprechaun appears, he's also incredibly violent. Like,
yeah, he was in just, the other one, too. Yeah,
and like, when he fucking, like, smashes the old man with the fucking shillelagh. Uh-oh, he's crossing his finger.
I told you about when the first place that we stayed at when I was in Ireland, the first castle, I went walking on the fair. They had this like fairy trail.
Uh-huh.
And I found like that tree stump that had a thing in it. Are you supposed to put your hand?
Say that again?
I told you about this, right? I went walking on the on the grounds of the castle. There's like these different little fairy trails, and they had little like fairy, like figurines and stuff, and they had like little signs and stuff. And then there was this tree stump, and it had like a like an imprint of a hand. You're supposed to put your hand inside of it, and when you put your hand on it, it turns green, and then it'll turn red, or vice versa. And I'm like, what in the hell? And I put my hand in it, and it did it. And I took a video of it.
It wasn't a gimmick. It was like a real...
It was like someone put it there. Like, so you just walk up. But it's like you wouldn't know it unless you were just wandering around.
That's weird.
I didn't tell you about that?
No.
I took a video of it. I'll show it to you after. But it was really cool. You just put your hand on it and the thing changed color. And then there was all these like someone carved like fairies and like... I don't know, like animals into pieces of wood all over the trail. It's kind of random.
So apparently now this drunk guy all of a sudden knows a lot of stuff. He's going to appear in the bathroom.
Like on the wall, it says, Charlie, don't surf. That guy's name is Charlie. The leprechaun's coming into the bathroom with his little shoes. Well, the shoes are big. Too big for his
Oh, because it's probably not him.
Oh.
That guy.
Wow, that guy's been around for a while.
Remember, he's me, myself, and Irene.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, he's going to morph into the other guy.
It's a trap. Wait, how can he pee in that? He's so little.
Was it that quote from...
Wow, there's a lot of little people in this movie.
Of course. That quote from, was it The Naked Gun? Or some either Naked Gun movie or something. He's like a midget at a urinal. I was always on my toes. Uh-oh, he died. He's dead.
What?
The old man's dead. Oh, God.
Uh-oh, he just challenged him to a drinking duel. Oh my God. Yesterday was Harper Rose Drummond's birthday.
Are you sniffling? Are you sick? Are you getting me sick?
I yawned and like my nose starts running. And also the release date for her special.
Uh-huh.
She taped a special and then released it on YouTube yesterday. It was pretty good.
Oh.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. It's called Scootily Doot.
Scootily Doot.
Scootily Doot. Pretty funny. Yeah.
All these little guys are going to cheer on this leprechaun because they can't tell that he's a monster and not he's one of them, they say.
Well, if he has magic powers, maybe one of them is he doesn't get drunk. How about that? Huh?
I don't know.
Looking a little wobbly.
She's collecting all these rocks for what?
Don't be fooled by the rocks that I got. She's still Jenny from the block.
Oh, God. You're done. You're done. She's leaving little trail.
I haven't been having that much booch because we got a new flavor and it sucks.
So you're not caffeinated out of your fucking gourd?
I love the booch.
But you're not caffeinated out of your gourd today?
No, it sucks. It's like a mix of passion fruit, guava, and something else, but all of them together, it doesn't really have a flavor, and it sucks. Ew.
Guava sucks.
I like guava alone, but don't put it with something.
No.
You ruin it. Oh, look what you found. Some sort of Celtic tile? Oh, the little guy's getting drunk. Who'd have thunk it? Little people can't hold their liquor, Michael. Michael, little people can't hold their liquor.
What?
It reminds me of the guy that was hitting on me at the bar.
This guy, this leprechaun?
That didn't have legs. Oh, that was the point of the story. So, Harper Rose released her special on YouTube, and her trailer for it was pretty funny. She's like interviewing people on Hollywood Boulevard. And so she asked these two guys, like, she's talking to them for a little bit. And I think she asked them, like, what their favorite kind of porn is. And the one guy, he's dressed in, like, a Scooby-Doo onesie. And he's like, nugget porn. And she's like, nugget porn? Mm. He's like, yeah, you know, women that don't have arms and legs and they're just getting railed. I Lost it.
Don't look at me like that, Charles. Nugget porn.
I didn't know that was the thing.
No. Oh, I mean, like, I didn't know that's what they would call it.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's a thing. Nugget porn. Oh, my God. That is so funny. It reminds me of a little... There's a funny meme I'm going to send you. Me and my roommate used to send it to each other.
Oh, this is inappropriate.
Well, it's one of those memes where it's like, you know, I'm not going to sit here and describe it over the podcast here.
Why not, Michael? She found a box. Let's open it up.
What's in the box?
Oh, Johnny Dynamite's having a tour.
I don't know what that is.
Johnny Dynamite and the Bloodsuckers. He's got a new tour, and I bought a ticket to go. And then one of Jessica's friends that I met through her was like, he sent me something, was like, are you going to go? And then I was like, yeah, I bought a ticket. And then I sent him the thing that I bought a ticket, and then he bought a ticket. So we're both going to the show in April. I'm excited, Michael. It's good music. It's good music, Michael.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Michael McDonald from Mad TV.
What? Where? Oh, it's... Oh, my God. It is Stuart.
Charles just had to wake up and lick his dick.
This thing.
Oh.
It was just in the middle of nowhere.
He's going to get steamed to death.
Oh, that's a bad way to go. Are they going to show his skin melting off? A little bit.
Oh, you can see. Oh, God.
It's pretty slow. I feel like it would be happening a lot faster than that. His face is melting.
Ugh.
Ugh. Slimy.
You know, not as much slime as...
No, but...
As I would have thought.
I was looking at another movie called Dead Alive, which is supposed to be one of the goriest movies ever made. That was going to be my suggestion until my coworker was talking to me about the Leprechaun sequel. What's going on? Michael, what's going on? Michael, I don't understand why my dog stinks.
I don't know. Maybe it's because you sit there and you pepper him with your little perfume all night and you're fucking just tooting up a storm.
He's not sleeping under the blinkies. He sleeps on top. He's constantly trying to build a nest at night. It's really annoying.
Yeah, right.
Like, can you just lay down and stop?
Just fucking relax.
He's always kicking up all the blankets, making a ruckus. And then the cat is always like scratching on the sheets by me. I got no peace. I got two animals that give me no peace, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
My arms are sore. I did arms today at the gym. I've been working out the triceps a lot, Michael.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I did like that machine where you go like this.
Yep.
And I went up to 60. And that was a bit of a struggle. A little bit of a struggle. This cop is hot. Oh, security officer. My bad. Hubba, hubba. That's a pretty big crawl space.
Yeah, like, shit. Everything seems so, like, it's so funny how, like, these sets, they're like, yeah, they're in the ceiling crawling around. Yet, it's like,
there's so it, much
like,
room.
The drop ceiling is, like, 4.5 feet from the drop ceiling to the actual thing.
So, the security guard handcuffed the old guy to the hearse. Oh, pfft. Old guy just
shithead. This guy goes, I've had 60 hours of combat training. And then he knocks him out and he goes, should have had 65. Uh-oh.
The fucking Rottweiler is afraid of him? Why is he so amped on a gold coin?
Because it's his. Like, that's part of the thing. Is like, if you have a piece of his gold.
Okay. Then he doesn't stop until he gets it back.
Well, then you have to, like, you can trade him for it unless he obsesses over it.
Sounds like he's got OCD, Michael. Michael.
What?
Sounds like he's got OCD. Michael, the Croc says,
see, look, they put him in the... Like, he can teleport.
He's supposed to have superpowers.
Oh, but it's an iron, because it's iron.
How did they learn that?
In the book, that remember they randomly found a leprechaun book and found all actual factual leprechaun facts.
These guys read? What the fuck?
No, because anytime he touches it, it burns him.
Hey, guess what? That's a dropped ceiling. You can easily jump
yeah,
up.
Yeah, right. Go also, over. You can break. You can if you can talk through that window, you can break it with those 2x4s. Yeah. Don't look at me like that, Charles.
This guy's not even trying.
It's gonna fall on his head and kill him. Oh it's God!
In the side of his stomach. Whoa.
We're gonna see some goo.
I think there's going to be slime. Whoa. Holy hairy stomach. Ew.
He's going to pop. He's going to pop.
It's like a hairy flesh balloon. God, this guy really fucked this. Himself. That looks like a nut sack.
Yeah, it does. It's so bad.
God, this old ass man. Ruined
greedy.
It.
Now he's going to die. He's going to, you know, again, it's like, he's going to slice his belly open.
And you got to pass it through your beehole, mister.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, there's no blood or anything on it.
God, this what guy waited too long to try and break the window.
I know, right? He literally watched this old man have his stomach extend with a pot of gold. And now he's dead.
What was the third wish?
It was he wished for the pot of gold.
Okay.
Wished for him out of the safe. And then wished for him to get the gold out of his belly. Oh, God.
Oh, now there's blood.
It's terrible. It's such a bad VFX.
Very gooey. He kind of looks like Dermot Mulroney.
Yeah, a little bit.
Poor man's Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, ma'am, that sounded like a little kid.
The fucking... He's got a car?
He's got a me gold.
Oh my God. The leprechaun's driving a little go-kart.
It's got a four-leaf clover thing on it. Oh, that's clearly a stunt double.
Yeah, it is, because that guy is a lot taller than him. Yeah.
That guy had what you would call a neck.
You could see him over the steering wheel. Yeah.
Oh, God. This guy is like such a terrible actor. Like... Really, like, this is the best you could get for this?
Seems like an awful lot of work just for one coin when he's got a full pot of stuff.
You know, I will say... Oh. What?
Wow, he drove through him. What the hell? Oh, is he protected because he has the gold coin?
Why would you hold it so loosely like that, too?
Doesn't he have powers? Why can't he just rip it out of his hand? I don't understand the rules.
I know. There's too many rules for this. Yeah, why doesn't he just walk up and just yoink it out of his fingers?
Now he disappeared? What's going on? Michael, what's going on?
Oh, my God. Oh my God.
The one-liners.
And I bet he waited all, like the whole movie. He's like, when are we going to film that one scene?
He's back in his treehouse. You should change your outfit.
Oh. Hubba? Hubba.
Uh-oh. It's a trap. That was a fail. She tried to stab him in the neck.
Oh my God. Look at this fucking...
The fuck is that? Oh, a flashlight?
I know. I thought he was going to build something on that iron rod, but it turns out he was just... What is this dumb fucking music?
I like it.
It sounds like somebody's trying to make a U2 song. It's too inspirational for whatever he's doing.
This is a totally 90s outfit that he's wearing.
I know, right? A vet, like, I don't know if that's like a real jacket, sweater.
A cardigan or a sweater vest over a right. T-shirt. Everything is long and...
baggy. You know, I really miss that, like, when that was, like, the style and you thought you looked good in, like, the baggiest fucking T-shirt and the baggiest fucking pants.
Bring it back, Michael. Was that a cockroach? Ew. I'm about to buy another pair of flare jeans.
Of course,
Michael.
It's a vest.
Michael, I'm about to buy another pair of flare jeans.
God.
Oh, yeah. These.
She looks like. Who does she look like?
These pants that I got? They're like Y2K. They have the band that flip over. Remember those leggings? And they're like flared at the bottom. I'm in my Y2K era for the second time, Michael.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Okay, oh now skeletons God. Coming to get him. The heck?
It's like her ancestors.
Oh.
Is what he was saying.
Okay.
But I don't know that that...
He's going to fight a skeleton? Seems like not that hard.
I don't understand. Like, the leprechaun had so many opportunities to
He's got
to
powers, too. I don't understand
to steal the coin, yet he's not.
What are these shoes that she's wearing?
I think it has something to do with they're like leprechaun ballet slippers. This guy is like the most pathetic. This guy's the most pathetic fighter of fighters. And the fact that like these people like fight and then when the fight's over, they're like, time to rest.
Who does that?
Jesus Christ, just keep stay on top of it. You don't have time to relax. You don't have time to unwind. And apparently she doesn't know how to pick things up with her feet.
No, she does not.
She'll never give a good foot job. She's going to rip dicks off with her feet.
Michael.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. She's going to go give her first foot job and be like, God damn. Where do you learn to do this? She's like, in a leprechaun house.
Shut up. You're disgusting.
I mean, do you think Warwick Davis saw this movie and was like... And like we have an idea for a third one. He goes, how much you gonna pay me? Ewoks aren't in demand these days.
I mean, if you don't care, why not?
I guess. And I'm sure that like for him,
I think people
it's probably
that
fun
care
to be
too
on
much
set.
Are.
Yeah. And again, it's probably fun for him on set. He gets to get it all made up and just goof around. I'm pretty sure he's probably upset that they hired this actor who is possibly the worst actor.
No, we've seen worse, Michael.
I know we have, but I'm just saying he's just not good. All right, let's see. What is his name is Cody, right? The guy who doesn't have a picture on IMDb. Let's see his.
Oh, he's bald. Look at that.
Is he bald or is he his brain?
He ain't got no hair on the top of his head.
I see how it is. They're just making fun of bald people. This guy was in the Beverly Hillbillies movie.
Warwick?
No, the bad actor guy, Cody. And then he basically had like a very short movie career where it was like for 1 year he was in a bunch of movies. And by a bunch, I mean
like in the 90s?
Yeah, in the 90s. And then he did like single episode appearances on like 5 shows. And then now he's an actor. So he's either, you know, like a lawyer or dead.
My boss was trying to talk me into going to law school the other day.
I mean, you're almost there.
He was like, you find this stuff interesting because we were going through the books and stuff and talking about my research project that I have to do. And he's like, you know, you could just go to law school. And I'm like, I think it's too late for that. And he's like, well, I have this friend that went, she had like 2 jobs. She had like a full-time job, then stopped her full-time job. Was like a full-time stay-at-home mom, raised her kids, and then at the age of 62, became an attorney.
Yeah, I mean, there's no
He's like, there's always time. And I'm like, but I just don't, I've never had the desire. I don't have the desire to go to law school. How long would it take?
And yeah, I mean, it's hard. Like,
I mean, that I know some aside, like, it's well, like, I don't want that kind of time constraint on, you know what I mean? It's like, I like having to go to work during the week and have my weekends to myself. When you're an attorney, it's like, you're kind of always on call.
And
you're always billing.
You're right. And you're also, you know, I mean, I've
it had feels friends, like it's more stressful too.
Yeah. I've had a lot of friends that have gone to like law school. And like they just say that it's just it's very intense because it's just like a lot of writing and a lot of like
some of my friends in San Diego that were attorneys were like if I had to do it all over again I probably just would have went to court reporting school and not become an attorney.
And I know there's one person who I went to school with who went to law school and she has never been able to pass the bar.
Really?
She graduated, but she's also.
Damn, imagine spending all that money and then not.
And then, but she still like sells herself on like social media as like a lawyer. Like she's not, she, technically she is because she graduated.
She's a juris doctor, but she's not a license to practice.
Right, but she doesn't practice. She just does like.
She can't because she doesn't have a license.
I know, but she talks about like law stuff on like TikTok and Instagram and stuff. And it's just like this lame.
She have a big following?
I guess so. I don't know if it's like big. It's. You know, maybe tens of thousands, but still, like, it's just
that's weird.
She's not licensed, right? So she never like practices. But again, she went to law school, so she has a basic understanding of things. Mm-hmm. And so she would always like,
you don't have to go to law school to have a basic understanding, right? Of
like law, right? And she was like, when I was back in the day when I was on Facebook, she'd always do that and like have that like as somebody who went to law school, like she'd always kind of like whenever people like, would have these things,
you're
like,
that bar. Bar exam go.
Yeah, how's it? What's it like to pretend being a lawyer and never being able to pass the bar?
Our professor is licensed in California.
Oh, wow.
Colorado, New York.
Oh, wow.
Maybe like three other places. Because he took the bar so long ago that I guess like in California, if you scored like a certain amount, then you qualified to also be licensed in like New York or like Colorado.
Uh-huh.
And so that's how we got it. But he's like not sure if they still do that anymore.
Oh my God.
He thought it was gold and it's just candy?
Yeah. Oh, so that's why he couldn't kill him. So he thought he gave him the gold coin. He thought he had it, so he tried killing that guy. Uh-huh. But because he still has his gold coin... Oh my God.
He exploded.
Literally his whole body and then his head full on just comes off of his body.
They made it out. Now he's going to get some.
There's the most tight-lipped, closed-mouth kiss I've ever seen in my life. We're so jokey after I just almost got killed and married off to a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Why would you do that, you fucking idiot? Oh, gross.
Stop. That was such an awkward
kiss.
That
was the most...
It looked like they were running from a security guard and they were like, real quick, give a kiss, and then we have to cut...
Right. And then they cut the fucking... Two.
Wow.
I mean, boobs gets you an auto, too.
Yeah, that's a two. That was kind of...
And there's some decent...
I was struggling to follow along. It was so
boring and slow. I mean, this was not good.
Not action-packed.
It was...
Kind of terrible acting.
I mean, I'm sure Warwick David had a lot of fun.
Story?
It was all over the place.
Yeah, I just don't...
And this guy was just... It was just
he
so...
He had powers. He could have just, like, done so much more than...
And then also, it's just like... He's like, oh, I have this gold coin. It's not worth it. And then he just assumes that the guy's like, you have a gold coin that belonged to a leprechaun that will protect you forever. Hold on to that coin forever. But, you know.
Now I kind of want to check out three.
I know. I can't. I feel like this is why I didn't want to do the sequels, because the first one was also not good. It was like.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
I just remember like being a kid. I think, you know, I think the reason why I thought Leprechaun was scarier than it is because of Wayne's World. Mm-hmm. You know, when like in the first Wayne's World, when he's talking about. Like, they're talking about something. He's like, leprechaun. Oh. And the leprechaun. And Garth's freaking out. Uh-huh. And he had the flashlight under his chin. Like, and I was like, oh my God, this move, like, I'm taking my cues from fucking Wayne's World, but I was a little kid and I was like,
leprechaun. You thought that's what the leprechaun was going to be about?
No, I just figured the way that Garth was acting so scared, I was like, holy shit, this must be like a scary movie. if they're talking about how scary it is, not realizing that maybe the movie's fucking lame and Garth is scared of nothing. But I'm the leprechaun.
Oh my god. Yeah, movie was, so you never saw it as a kid?
No, I never saw it as a kid. The first time I saw it was when we watched it. And then now I'm seeing these and I'm like, I
remember seeing it as a kid either.
Like,
it,
the scariest thing is like, just the way he looks. Like, yeah, he looks terrifying. And I'm sure that, like, if you're a kid and you watch it, you'd just be scared of anything that's just small and looks like that.
Yeah. Something that could fit right under your bed.
The best meme, though, I'm sure everyone's seen the leprechaun one where it's the, like, the shadowy leprechaun in the door frame. And the quote is just says, "Mom says that you have to take me out with you." It's just, it's like your little sibling.
Oh.
You know, making you do that is, you know, again, hey guys, follow me for more explaining memes. I'll send it to you, Bonnie.
Michael,
you can post it on our Instagram.
Not the comedic relief.
You can post it on our Instagram.
Not the comedic relief on this podcast. But he tries.
You can post it on the Instagram.
Maybe I'll think about it. I don't know. We have top tier stuff on there, Michael.
Oh, really?
I don't know if your meme's gonna make it. I don't know if your meme's gonna make it, Michael. We'll think about it. We gotta put it before the committee and get approval.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, two sounds good. So this is gonna come out on Tuesday. Next week. Is it next week that I'm leaving?
Yeah, so I'm guessing we may have to take a week off.
Yeah, shit. I'm leaving. I'll be there on Friday, next Friday.
Yeah.
I just put in for my time off.
Nice.
I used sick time because I had a lot of it.
There you go.
And that's that. Not sure why you had to do that again.
I did it again.
That's
because
that. There it is.
There it is. Happy St. Paddy's. So yeah, this will be, so we'll probably maybe take a week off since you're just traveling and doing all this other stuff. And
yeah, because I'm not going to have time.
Yeah, we're not going to have.
Supposedly, I think I have a test. Push back yeah. our test. I think I have a test that's gonna take place while I'm gone, so I have to talk to him about if I can do it before I leave or
when you get back,
because I don't really want to take a fucking computer and have to do schoolwork on a fucking birthday
you
trip.
You can work it out. So yeah, enjoy your trip to New York, and we'll be back when she gets back from New York.
We could be back with a
she's
new co-host.
She's going to come back and she's going to have...
Could be back with a new co-host. Well,
she could be bring tuned. Back some gabagoo.
Oh, yeah. Gabagoo.
Alrighty.
All right. Until on that then. Note.
Bye.
Goodbye.
He woke up too many times looking at his dick. Next time. Bye.